Hello?
Mr. Dempster.
Yes, sir.
Well, you survived?
Yeah, you sure survived in good style, Mr. President.
Yeah, I saw you were on television a lot last night. I didn't see it, but I read the news for me this morning.
Right, sir.
Trying to interpret everything.
Well, Mr.
I must say, the Southerners came through in great style. Well, the whole country did, actually.
Yes, sir. On the Senate races, you ended up with a net plus of 2 in the South.
Yeah.
And in the House races, I think we're going to end up with a net gain of about 5 or 6 in the South.
Yeah.
We won some, and all of those were your victories, Mr. President, your coattail. Holzhauser won the governor's race.
Did he win?
Yes, sir. You did that. Everyone we won in the South was were your
coattail. What happened to Fletcher Thompson? I was so surprised.
Mr. President, he's no candidate.
All right.
And the second thing was he abused that franking privilege.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, Harry, if really speaking quite candidly, if whether that House Campaign Committee shouldn't have run better candidates in the South. Now, they knew damn well, you know, particularly when they saw McGovern about to get it.
Yes.
That, good God, we could have, with the kind of sweeps we had, 65, 70, 75, you could have carried states all over the damn South.
Right. And, well, let me say, Mr. President, a
what?
Part of this is I got after all those Southern chairmen, 6 or 8 months ago, and they did. Now, in Mississippi, I think we picked up 2 out of the 3 seats we were running for.
Yeah.
And all 3 of those were good candidates.
Right. Candidates make a difference.
Right, sir. But they didn't, they ran people except where there were staunch Democrats
see.
That couldn't be unseated. I couldn't fault them overly on that because.
So there it was all right. What about the rest of the country? It didn't seem to me that, frankly, Harry, the people that I saw we were running in some of the northern and western states, God, they seemed like a bunch of sad sacks.
Yes, sir.
Old and for the most part. And
well, our problem in this election was a candidate problem. I mean, I said, too, even in the South, frankly, I mean, we won with Scott, but you did that. We won with Helms, but you did that. And
so neither one of them are much of a candidate.
No, sir.
Tell me this. When you think of the ones that we lost in the coattail thing, do you think, for example, if I had gone to Iowa, that it would have saved Miller? I don't think so. Miller was...
I don't think so either, Mr. President. When an incumbent can't win with you...
Miller, well, Miller, too, has been... He's so...
He's funny.
He's a negative fellow.
Yes, sir.
Gallup, maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
But...
How bad did he lose?
By about 15 or 20,000, but...
That might have saved him.
No one could figure that an incumbent could have lost with...
Oh, well, isn't it a possibility that some of them didn't hang closely enough, or did they? I don't know.
Didn't use your situation enough, yes, sir.
Remember, I kept saying...
The egos got in the way, Mr. President.
Huh?
The egos got in the way. What I mean is, as incumbents, they didn't want to think that they had to hang on to your coattails.
That's right. Yeah, they were saying they were all going to do it.
Right, sir. Right, sir.
Margaret, that's simply age, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. She shouldn't have tried it again.
74. Boggs is just too bad. Damn it, I suppose if I'd gone over there, maybe, well, we had Agnew in there right at the last, and, you know, that's as much as we ever have done in the Eisenhower years.
Right, sir.
To Delaware.
But, Mr. President, where you went, though, where you went, you won. Like, you went to North Carolina, you went to Oklahoma.
Except Kentucky.
Except Kentucky and the Rhode Island situation.
How do you figure Kentucky? What was the trouble?
Louis Nunn raised taxes when he was governor.
They just stuck with him.
And then, too, Louis comes across as a crude, strong politician, not a statesman.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
now, in Rhode Island, I just have a feeling there the problem was Chafee just... He was a dove too long, that's what I think.
I don't see how we ever stood a chance in Rhode Island even for you to win there, frankly. I mean, I just never counted that as a...
Well, as it turns out, apparently we finally won Minnesota, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Is that the final count you got on?
Yes, sir.
I thought we would. I mean, I thought Hubert's last minute, and Alaska came through.
Right, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, the only one they got then was Massachusetts.
The only one they got was Massachusetts. And Massachusetts deserved to be on the wrong side.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
California, they haven't got the final return, but it's what, 55, 56 in that ballpark?
Yes. They're saying on television this morning that they think that you're going to end up with the biggest, bigger than Lyndon Johnson on the percentage, and that Alf Landon only picked up 8 electoral votes, whereby this guy got
17.
Yeah.
Well, on the percentage, I think it's going to be 62, don't you?
I think, and I hope it is.
I don't know. What the hell did Johnson have? He had 61.1.
Yeah.
Of course, if we hadn't had that goddamn Schmitz in there,
that's right,
we'd be at 63, you know.
Yeah, a million nuts in the country.
A million nuts. I mean, there was no reason to vote for Schmitz.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm glad we got little Holhouser. You know, he's not much to look at, but he's a good man.
He ran a perfect race, Mr. President, and he jumped on your coattails and never turned loose.
Yeah. But I just can't understand, Harry. Isn't it really really necessary to build a new party? I mean, just being by candidate.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir.
The word Republican is anathema. Isn't
yes.
It?
Yes. Sir.
And
no question.
So do you think in the South? I think the South now, they're going to, a lot of these assholes, and I already told a couple of press guys yesterday that for off the record things, one of them's going to be in Thursday in the Star. I said, you guys are, you're interpreting this, they're all, says it's really not a very admirable performance on the part of the liberal press. I said, you are now blaming McGovern's tactics for losing this. I said, his tactics didn't lose it. His issues lost it. I said,
right.
He lost the election. The day of the nomination, sure, Eagleton hurt him some and the $1,000 thing. But I said, you want to remember, he stood for busing. He stood for amnesty. He stood for acid. He stood for bigger welfare. And all of you stood for that. And I said, now, because you see that going down the tube, he says, oh, it isn't that we were wrong. It was that he was wrong.
Right.
His tactics. Now, as a matter of fact, and I said, now you take the South. Everybody's, you're going to try to write this as if this is a question of race. I said, hell, it's not a question of race. South. I said, it's a question of patriotism.
Right.
It's a question of moral values. They just thought this fellow had the wrong kind of people. Don't you agree?
Exactly, Mr. President. Let me tell you what I think.
In the South, my God, and they say that we have no real enthusiasm in the South. Christ, if they'd been there in North Carolina, Oklahoma, Georgia.
70% is enthusiasm.
Yeah.
That's what the average
was. They say the vote was low. Of course, as a matter of fact, Harry, have you ever seen the vote be very high when there ain't money?
No,
when it's a landslide?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir. Mr. President, the thing that did you the most good was what I've been calling the triple play. Peking, dropping those mines in Haiphong Harbor and Moscow.
Yeah, right.
I ran that everywhere in the country.
The triple play, right.
The triple play.
Right.
And that was the most brilliant. This whole the way
that's
you
what
worked the Vietnam thing.
Incidentally, we think you should be glad to know we're going to have Vietnam done and on the right way within about a month.
That's great.
I deliberately didn't say it. I didn't want to play politics with him.
Right.
This son of a bitch. Didn't you think he was about the worst candidate, Harry?
Yes, sir. Yes.
What
sir.
He said, I think, we're not going to let them get away with that. You know, even last night, he started out nicely in his thing, but then proceeded to shut his jaw out and said he wasn't going to support, you know, this or that. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir.
What did you
yes,
think of that?
Well,
as far as grace, I came on, I thought quite graceful to the son of a bitch.
Right, sir. And, Mr. President, he came across to the people that way.
Did he?
Yes, sir. Yeah, when he made that statement, he wasn't going to support you if you were elected and so forth. That hurt. But he came across with negative, negative, negative.
Yeah. Now, it's very important, it seems to me, for me us to try to keep that southern base.
Yes, sir.
Or, I mean, for me too. But by doing it, we're going to have to do it by inviting our Democratic friends in, aren't we, Harry?
Yes, sir.
You can't do it by just going with those small, except in the border states.
Right.
North Carolina's beginning it. But take Virginia. Virginia, Christ, it's a coalition of Democrats and Republicans, is Virginia, isn't it?
Right. Mr. President.
But Georgia, for example, South Carolina, hell, you can't just run as a straight-out Republican. Huh?
No, sir. No.
You agree?
I agree. In fact, you see, we picked up a house seat in South Carolina. That farmer I brought you in here one day.
Yeah.
And you shook his hand. He was a superior candidate, and he grabbed on to you, and that's what did it, by the skin of his teeth. But
right.
We got to get better candidates, and we got to do something about the National Republican Party, Mr. President. We've got
the National Republican Party is a damn disaster here,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, sir. I can tell you. No
spent
question.
$11 million in the off year of 71, and what the hell have they got to show for it?
All right.
And all they do is whine because they say, I don't come into more states. And yet, you know, if I had gone to more states, that could have mobilized more of our Democratic friends, too.
Yes, sir. But you did it in the end by going to those several states. They can't gripe.
Well, I did six.
And Mr.
States.
President, also.
And the ones they wanted.
Right. Also,
I. You can't expect me. Nobody asked me to go to Maine.
Right.
Well, let's see. Allen asked. asked me to go to Colorado, but God almighty, I couldn't believe, I knew we were carrying Colorado 65%. How in the hell could Allen lose?
Right.
Part of his problem was he just ain't much of a candidate anymore.
That's right.
What do you think? You know, Allen's always whining.
Any incumbent who couldn't win with you running like you did, there's something wrong with the incumbent.
I think you're right.
But the key to this thing, too, is getting our right candidates recruited. I mean, superior candidates recruited early.
Right.
But it
is. Yeah, yeah. Harry, I wondered if you would send over for me then, if at the present time. Do you have in front of you, are you at your office or home?
I'm at the office.
Yeah. Do you have in front of you the latest California return?
No, sir, but I'll get them.
Nothing. I'll tell you, I around. Maybe they didn't do it. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Right.
Fine.